Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You tell me where you want to start today, because I am just so disgusted after watching that disgraceful game yesterday by the Jets. And I know the season's off, and I know they're better off losing and all of that. But, I mean, to blow that game the way they blew that game with the penalties, the horrible offense, the inability in the red zone, the play calling, I mean, it was disgusting yesterday. I can't even look at this guy anymore. And that Mike McCarthy is fired with four games to go, a guy who was 50 games over 500, won a Super Bowl and all of that, and maybe a lot of this has to do with Aaron Rodgers, who I think is a major diva, but that's another story. That's for the Packers to worry about. That this guy, they're going to let this guy finish the season is ridiculous. What good does it do letting this guy finish the season as coach of his team? Tell me what it does, because I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Listening to the last 10 minutes of Boomer and Geo, Boomer made it seem like a little birdie told him polls is out today. So you may get your wish.
Well, let me see it.
He didn't I will say that, but it certainly was implied.
I will do a dance. If that will be the highlight of what has not been a great year for me. That will be the highlight of the year if I find out that this incompetent head coach, who is one of the worst head coaches that the Jets have ever, and anybody's ever had, forget the Jets, anybody has ever had, he stinks. There is nothing else. And I got to hear again, the guys in this locker room, I don't care who it is, defending the coach. You love playing for him because you could do whatever you want. That idiot, Robbie Anderson, let me get another dumb 15-yard, unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. How many times have we seen that? Or what we saw on the last 2 minutes of this game, when a 3rd-and-5 play would have gave them the win, when they're leading 22-19, and they pitched the ball to Marcus Cannon, and then I got it. Who doesn't, of course, get the first down? And then I
got
to hear
a first down. He got 0 yards
nothing
out of it.
And then I
got
to hear Bowles say at the end of the game, "Well, we told Cannon just make sure you don't go out of bounds, so they have to use another timeout." Which means that they weren't even trying to get the first down. They wanted to punt and put that freaking 85 bad defense on the field. And then they go out there and three penalties that kill them. They offset what would have been a holding penalty on Tennessee, and I think it was Claiborne got a defensive hold, oh my God, to offsetting penalties. Then they sack him on second down. The next play, they sack him for like a 10-yard loss. Oh, wait a minute. There's another illegal contact penalty. What? And then Mariota runs for like 25 yards, fumbles the ball, which they don't recover. Wouldn't have mattered anyway, because that other idiot, Trumaine Johnson, that was $72 million well spent. I don't want to hear about his pick six for a touchdown. Big freaking deal. He grabs a face mask to give him another 15 yards. What a disgrace. Christopher Johnson, let's get it done now. This coach is incompetent. Incompetent. I can't even look at him anymore. And I want to apologize to my lovely wife, Terry, who last night just knew that I was like beside myself in misery with this, because I can't take it anymore. Watching this, this is a disgraceful franchise. They've had horrible owners, whether it's Leon Hess, whether it's the Johnson brothers. The coaches have basically been disasters, just about all of them. But this guy is the worst, bro. He may be worse than Kotite. He's going to be the first Jet coach ever to have three straight losing seasons. And if they keep him and don't fire him today, he's going to have three straight losing seasons of 10 losses or more. What? And Mike McCarthy got fired yesterday. But Bowles is still here.
Oh, God. Well, think about this. Bro. The franchise's history has only had two other times where they've had three straight years of double-digit losses or more.
Right.
But it wasn't the same coach. Of course
right.
not. Because usually the coach gets fired if you lose that many
13,
games.
What is it, 13-31 now in the last 3 years?
Yeah.
13-31.
Since the Buffalo debacle.
Right. Well, it's 13-32 if you include that.
We should include that. Why not?
13-32 since the Buffalo debacle at the end of 15.
You knew watching this game.
Oh, they were never winning. If you're a Jet fan, you knew they were never winning this game.
It was a matter of
Absolutely.
how.
Absolutely.
Is really what it came down
and
to.
No question about
it. They build a 16-0 lead But you knew that when you block a punt, good job by specials because they were great yesterday.
Special teams were phenomenal
yesterday. They're blocking punts. They're blocking extra points.
Even Andre Roberts had that big return to the 40-yard line. It's not to happen. You go 3 and out.
Of course.
3 and out. They're on the 40-yard line. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but worse than that. No. Worse than that was when they blocked the punt.
They
went 3 and out, including Harrison being called for a hold. He actually went backwards. So as bad as what you described, you have the ball at the Tennessee 18-yard line.
Well,
and you go 3 and out, you move backwards, and Jason Myers bails everybody out by hitting a field goal.
Tell me you didn't know that when Pierre Louis was his name?
Pierre Louis.
Who blocks the punt. Yeah. When it wasn't picked up and running for a touchdown, you knew they weren't getting a touchdown.
Of course not.
You knew they were kicking a field goal.
That was the story of the game. The story of the game is that they were set up constantly with good field position.
Constantly.
Whether it was a block punt or it was Andre Roberts returning one.
Right, no question.
And constantly the offense stalled out. And you know what really jumped out at me? They're up 16-6 in this game.
Yep.
They have the football. It's early third quarter. And Isaiah Crowell, great field position, by the
way. Two big runs back-to-back.
Huge runs.
Yep.
They're set up at the Tennessee 17. Crowell just had two huge runs. And what does Jeremy Bates do? He drops McCown back to pass. What happens? He gets sacked. There was actually a hold on that call, and I think it was declined. Next play.
Right.
He drops back again, gets sacked again. So you just had these two big runs by Crowell. And look, if Sam Darnold's the quarterback, fine, let him throw. McCown's the quarterback, clearly your intention is you're trying to win the game, right? That's your plan?
Well,
then why the hell are you not running the football with Crowell?
Unbelievable.
Whoa, that play calling was awful.
Awful. The play calling, Jeremy Bates is terrible. I mean, this guy. We've had a lot of bad offensive coordinators with the Jets. He's right up there. Maybe he was worse than we've ever had. He's in the cat.
You know what
he
is?
He's in the running.
You know why he's not? Because he's irrelevant.
Well,
he's an irrelevant offensive coordinator in what's turning out to be an irrelevant time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You remember things when they matter. So you're going to remember the play calling of a playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field.
Right.
You're going to remember that.
Brian Schottenheimer.
Jeremy Bates is a footnote in the dustpan of this horrible history.
Yep.
That's what he is.
Yep.
And that's what Todd Bowles will be.
And as you pointed out, for you anyway, and Coltite was a disaster. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But to Leon S.'s credit, he righted it quickly by bringing Parcells in here. And that's what has to be done now. You have to get a real legit Mike McCarthy, of course, and I'm sure Cleveland wants him. You have to, because forget about John Harbaugh. They're going to probably win the division, the Ravens. Forget about
it. I'm not forgetting about
it. You're firing him.
Jason LaConfort basically said it doesn't matter. He may be gone. Well, it may be time to break it up anyway.
Well, I'd be surprised if he gets fired, but certainly I would want him too if he's out there. But they have to bring that ilk of guy in here to try to save this franchise because they're in ruins right now.
The Jets are
in ruins.
They are. And
that's where they are, in ruins.
If you are in the demographic age-wise of me, let's say 40 and under, so you have no recollection whatsoever about actually winning a Super Bowl. That doesn't even make sense.
Bro.
Our time period hasn't been that awful, believe it or not.
Overall,
it's been good. Like, at most, they'll go a couple of years missing the playoffs, then they'll make the playoffs, then they'll flame out, then they'll hire. And it's always been like, a couple of bad years, then they're back. This isn't, it's not even close, not even close. The worst run that the Jets have ever had for our age of 40 or 45 and under. They're not only missing the playoffs every year, outside of that one, you know, fart in the wind known as 2015. That's what I'll call it. It was a fart in the wind.
Yep.
Other than that, bro, they have sucked for years.
No doubt.
And the last 3 years have been the worst of it all.
Oh, my God. It's going to be 8 years without the playoffs, but the only longer drought was when they went, you know, between 69 and 81 without going to the playoffs. 12 years. That's the only longer drought in the history of the franchise. But they are at the bottom of the bottom right now. I mean, it is a disgrace the way that there's nothing else to say. This is a franchise in shambles. There's no other way to say it right now. They are in freaking shambles. And if I got to hear another guy in that locker room say it's not Bowles' fault, are you kidding me? It's on us. The coach is horrible. He's incompetent. There's no discipline on this team. And Quincy Anunoby, did you Quincy Anunoby after the game? Quincy Anunoby basically was, you know, he couldn't have said where he kept his mouth shut, but he spoke volumes by basically saying I can't say anything.
Oh yeah, we have one clip from Quincy yesterday. If you missed it, because Quincy Anunoby was said a lot without saying anything. Here's one of the things Quincy said:
lack of discipline. You know, you can definitely tag that in there, and it's unfortunate because the coaches put in game plans. You know, that should work, but you know, it's little stuff. You know, penalties, that kind of thing. It just knocks us back. And, you know, we end up being put in positions that we shouldn't be in.
The best part was, and we don't have the clip, is when they ask him, hey, why can't the offense score more points? And his answer was, and I'm paraphrasing, well, I still have a job right now. Yeah, as right. much as I'd like to give that. My opinion,
right,
I'd
right.
rather keep it to right. myself.
Right.
Let me speculate. Jeremy Bates doesn't know what he's doing.
That's it.
Is that a fair
speculation? That's exactly right. That's what he's saying.
No idea what he's doing. And I admit this, and I feel bad admitting it, but I want to be real. At the end of this game, I was not like you. I was numb. I was just sitting there in a state of, I know this is happening. I know what's happening. And just watching this ship sink without having that emotion that I would have had 2 weeks ago or you had. It was more just, this is what they are. They're moving up in the draft.
Right.
This coach is gone.
Right.
This offensive coordinator is gone. This quarterback's in a retirement home, and none of it matters.
But the problem is... Here's why I'm livid.
Go ahead.
Because I have no confidence that they're going to do what needs to be done. I'm not talking about firing Bowles. I'm talking about making the right decisions now to get this franchise out of the dump that they're in. Because they are as bad right now. You can't tell me a franchise right now. Don't tell me the Raiders, because Gruden's blowing it all up. And I guarantee he'll turn it around there. I really feel confident.
The Lions. He probably would.
The Lions, maybe. Maybe the Lions, because they got a quarterback they think is a franchise quarterback, and he's not.
Right.
You know? So, it's a short list. This franchise is in ruins right now.
And
ruins.
The one thing, and this is why this season in so many ways is one of the worst seasons I've had as a fan. This season, without wins, was supposed to be about the quarterback.
Right, of course.
And we haven't seen him in a month.
Right, and he could have played yesterday. I'm sorry, he could have played. Don't give me how about the excuse that he said yesterday, Bowles, for not playing him yesterday? He hasn't had enough reps.
Enough.
What has he been doing?
This week against the Titans would be reps. Him playing would be reps.
Of course.
Him facing a good defense would be reps.
Right.
Him playing football would be reps. Because I look around the league, and I'm not burying Sam Darnold at all. I see Lamar Jackson playing and winning.
Yep, 3-0 is a starter, by the way.
I see Josh Allen running around like crazy, hey, he rushing won yesterday, for 100 yards.
By the way. Oh, no, Josh Rosen. I thought you said Allen.
Josh Rosen winning at Lambeau with flurries falling down.
Josh Allen rushed for 135 yards yesterday.
And as bad as Baker Mayfield has been or was yesterday, we've seen a lot of positives out of him.
No doubt.
We haven't even gotten to see this quarterback.
It's unbelievable.
For God knows why. Yeah. Is he hurt? Is he really hurt?
Well, not the way Bowles made it sound. He didn't play him because he didn't have enough reps yesterday. That's why he didn't play. Are you kidding me? It's a disgrace. And like you said, now if you're not a Jet fan, you don't get it. Never for a second did I think 16-0, 19-6, I don't care what the score was, never did I think they're winning this game.
No.
Absolutely never. Never, never, never. They are below at this point in time. You know, Christopher Johnson, you got to fire this guy today. There's no reason. If the guy's, I'm sure he's a nice guy. If you like him that much, then do him a favor and get him out today. Why do you need this guy coaching the last four games of the season? It's only going to get worse. Why? You know what it's going to be like for the home games? I'm going to go to the Houston game. I'm wearing a bag. I'm getting a bag. No, I swear to God. I am wearing a freaking bag on my head. I am disgusted with this franchise that has given their fans nothing for half a century. Nothing. Horrible owners, horrible coaching, horrible quarterbacks over and over and over again. It is just disgraceful. Really, just complete incompetence from top to bottom with this franchise. They don't even have their own stadium. That's how bad they are. What a disgrace. It's a disgrace, bro.
Here's the good
really
news.
Mean it.
Right now, they're picking third in the draft.
No,
that
I know.
Doesn't make you smile?
Oh, yeah.
And the way things are going?
As soon as Bowles is fired, you will see a smile on my face.
Yeah, but to your point, though, you don't have any confidence they're going to hire a great replacement.
I don't.
So what's the celebration? Going to be fired. It's just a matter of when.
That's all it is. I just know they're going to screw it up. They should be all over Mike McCarthy today. Mike, what do you want? How much is it going to cost to have you come to my team? Christopher Johnson should be on a plane to Green Bay or wherever McCarthy lives and sit down with the guy now before, like you said, Cleveland or whatever other team it is, he decides they want to bring him in because he's getting a job immediately. Let's be honest, immediately.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.